Hi, I'm Chris King, editor of Roofing Contractor, and I'm here today with Bob Dawson, president of John A. Dawson & Son, the winner of Roofing Contractor's Commercial Roofing Contractor of the Year Award for 2012. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Your company just celebrated its 100th anniversary. It's quite a feat for a family-run firm that's now entering its fifth generation. That must give you a lot of pride. What's it like to have a family business spanning 100 years?
Well, it's kind of scary in a way. I feel very fortunate that we've made it 100 years. I guess I can only attribute it to all the really good people we've had. We've just had spectacularly good people that are good at their jobs and very committed to what they do.
Great. We've got a timeline on our website which covers the company's history. Are there certain milestones that stand out for you as the president of the company?
Well, I suppose, you know, from my personal experience working in the business, we moved from a location that was very cramped to another spot where we were able to build a whole new facility. That was back in 1975. But probably some of the biggest milestones were the changes in technology. I remember that we used to communicate remotely from our location on Bloomington Avenue to our warehouse, which was in some sheds on railroad property that we leased, and we'd use an intercom for communication. I can remember when I started working in the office when I was 15, all the calculations were done by, like, Friedman calculators, and it was all done by hand. There wasn't any such thing as computer in those days. So telephone communication improvements, the technology, it's just computers just been a tremendous change.
Now, originally you pursued a teaching degree. What made you decide to enter the roofing industry?
Well, when I graduated from college, that was my thought, was to become a teacher. But my father asked me to come into the business. I had worked there part-time for summers and almost full-time the last 2 years of college. But my two oldest brothers had decided not to get involved. And he asked me if I would, and I thought, well, you know, if I were him, I'd certainly want a son to come along in the business, so I thought I'd give it a try, which I did, and I always enjoyed getting up and going to work. He put me under the wing of a guy that was really talented and really good, and he trained me and taught me, and my dad just let me work with him, and it all worked out very well.
Great. And as a father, you've had your sons enter the business. Can you talk a little bit about that? Were you obviously, you must have been happy that they joined the firm.
Well, I'm very happy. My oldest son, Michael, and Jim, my second son, both work in the business and have for quite a while now. My wife, Barbara, also works with me in the business, and she's just indispensable with all the information management and safety issues that she helps us deal with. But the boys are both into sales and estimating, and we're kind of in different areas, one more on re-roofing, one on new construction, but they're both very good at what they do, so I'm very proud of that.
You've handled a lot of high-profile projects in the last century. Are there a couple that stand out as memorable projects for you?
Well, I think for me, the ones that I remember being involved with, we did the IDS Tower in downtown Minneapolis. It was the first real skyscraper in Minneapolis, and that was back in 1973, and I was kind of the project manager estimator on it, and everything went right. It was just kind of a spectacular job where everything fell into place. The other jobs, I guess, that really stand out to me were we did the roof on the Mall of America, and that was a huge project. Took tremendous scheduling. We were able to get that done, and right after that was finished, we went down to Smyrna, Tennessee, and re-roofed the Nissan Auto Plant, which was 3 million square feet. And that took us like over 2 years to complete that job. And then one other one is probably recently back in 2002, we did the restoration of all the copper roofs on the St. Paul Cathedral in St. Paul, along with another contractor that worked with us on that. But that was a very interesting project, and all those were probably once-in-a-lifetime type projects that we'll never get a chance to see again. So those are very interesting to me.
Thank you. You've been a past president of the NRCA, the MRCA, and the Twin Cities Roofing Contractors Association. So obviously associations mean a lot to you. What would you tell contractors out there who are not affiliated with an association about the benefits of associations?
Well, I think the resources that they make available to you, just technology-wise, by in the NRCA's case, manual practices. The Midwest Association was always very active in doing in-field testing and trying out new products to see what was good and what was bad. But when you go to the conventions, they'd have very informative seminars and educational programs. But probably the best thing I got out of all that involvement was really the friends and connections and relationships that I made. A bunch of us that were involved in NRCA, four different contractors, started kind of a peer group. And boy, that was back probably 20-some years ago. And we would get together every quarter. One was from Denver, one was from San Antonio, and one was from Chicago, plus myself. And they were Mike Perlman, Mike Belden, and Conrad Kowalik. And we'd get together every quarter and share all of the information about our companies, financial and everything. And so the support of those people and looking at each other's companies and how we operated was just tremendously beneficial for us.
Thanks. When we talk about roofing, there's no more important issue than safety. Now, you talked a lot about it in our interview. Can you kind of speak to the key issues and priorities you have in keeping your people safe?
Well, you know, first of all, it's about the people. I mean, they're the ones that make us successful. Man, roofing is a very physically demanding business. I know I'm a trustee of the Roofers Union National Pension Fund, and very few roofers work to what we consider a normal retirement age of 65 simply because it's so hard on their body. So it's very important to work safely and to work in ergonomic ways as much as we can. So for many reasons, it's really important. But I guess what we do is, first of all, we have a very involved safety program, and we make sure that we train our people to the standards we expect and to the operational procedures we expect, and the union certainly helps us with that kind of training. And then we inspect what they're doing, and if there's a violation, there's discipline involved. So, you know, we set a standard, we monitor it, and then we discipline if it's not followed. So those things seem to help us in a lot of ways to be a safe company.
Great. You know, in most of the discussions we've had, you kept returning to the great employees you have as a key to your company being successful. What are your final thoughts as you accept this award as our Commercial Roofing Contractor of the Year about the employees at your company?
Well, I think, you know, without them, obviously, you know, there have been family involvement, but we're all the very minor players in this whole thing. We've just had tremendously good people, and I think if you trust people, find capable people, and then trust them to do their jobs. And in my case, I'm not a very hands-on person. I just kind of get out of their way and let them do what they're good at. They can do a lot of things I could never do. And we've been just very blessed in finding people that are like that. They know how to do what they're doing and do it well. They're committed to doing it well. And that's what's made us successful. It hasn't been the family particularly. We maybe have the organization for them to do what they do, but it's been fun. And all the people I can think of that come to my mind, and be impossible to mention all their names, but without them, we would never have made it to where we are.
Well, thanks very much, Bob, for spending some time with us today. For viewers out there, please take a moment, check out the article on our website, roofingcontractor.com, and check out the story of John A. Dawson and Son, Roofing Contractors 2012, Commercial Roofing Contractor of the Year. Thank you.